Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now, for 10 years, the Red Cross Good Start Breakfast Club has helped families and schools by serving around 750,000 free breakfasts to 5,000 children. This happens each year in areas of greatest need. The initiative aims to give local primary school kids in areas of greatest need a nutritious breakfast while also addressing issues around food security in the wider community. So we thought we'd get Michelle Reed to join us on the line today to talk all about this. Michelle works for Sanitarium. She's an accredited practicing dietitian, and she joins us on the line. Michelle, why is breakfast so important?
Yeah, breakfast is really important. I like to think of breakfast as being fuel for school. We know that children are more ready to learn, and they do perform better at school if they have had breakfast. But the benefits of breakfast actually go beyond the classroom and school. So we know that children that eat breakfast tend to eat healthier over the rest of the day, and they're more likely to meet their daily nutrition requirements as well as being a healthier weight. And we also know this translates to long-term health into our adult years. So there's a huge wealth of evidence, and the benefits of breakfast are clear to see.
Sadly, in our world that we live in cities, big cities like Sydney and Brisbane and Melbourne and all those places, there are kids today that are going to walk out the door that don't have breakfast. How many kids are we talking about in stats if we're looking at that?
About 25% of children regularly skip breakfast. So these kind of stats are really alarming. And the Good Start Breakfast Club goes a long way in addressing that. But there's lots of things that we can do at home as well to ensure that our kids walk out the door with happy tummies.
You know, sadly, though, this all must get back to mums and dads. How can you let a little one leave and not have anything to eat? Sadly, I drive to work sometimes and see kids sitting at bus stops drinking Coke at 8:30 in the morning and having a Mars bar or something. It doesn't make sense to me from the world that I grew up in, but, you know, why are families skipping breakfast? Is it a socioeconomic problem?
Lack of time, unfortunately, is one of the things that is cited as one of the reasons for skipping breakfast. But, I mean, we know that preparing breakfast really only takes a few minutes and, you know, 5 minutes to 10 minutes to consume. So I really think that we need to reprioritise breakfast. Mm. We know the benefits are huge. So, it's definitely something that a little step we can all take to improve the health of our children.
Now, you've partnered with the Red Cross and you run this wonderful Good Start Breakfast Club, and it's been going for 10 years. You've invested over $2 million in funding and in-kind support. Mm-hmm. You know, from a company that specialises in, you know, the wellness of people for breakfast and stuff, that must be quite horrifying.
It is. It really is. And this is just a step that Sanitarium has done to really assist out there in the community. And we have recently commissioned some news poll research, which really identifies that there's some food insecurity issues out there. Mm. And Sanitarium partnering with Red Cross Good Start Breakfast Club really helps in going away to address these needs out in the community. Mm. If you don't mind, I'll just give you a few quick examples of some really quick breakfast ideas.
Fantastic.
Hot rolled oats, especially on these cold winter mornings, is a great idea. Top that with some grated apple or cinnamon, whole grain cereal like Wheat Bix with some fruit. Even if kids prefer to have toast, make sure it's wholemeal or whole grain. Top that with some baked beans or a boiled egg, or even just simply peanut butter and toast, you know, with a chopped up banana and a glass of milk. So it's really quite simple just to have some nutritious foods at hand and, you know, easy prep, and they'll gobble that down and really sets them up for a great day.
And I reckon a lot of adults could benefit from your advice just then as well, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. It's for everyone. And the benefits of breakfast aren't just for kids, they're for adults as well.
Well, Michelle Reed, thank you for joining us at the breakfast table today. We'll have to get you on for lunch next time.
That sounds great.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.